Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, March 21st. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cairo. He met with Egypt's president to discuss negotiations to reach an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all the hostages by Hamas. Blinken was also scheduled to sit with Egypt's foreign minister and the nation's intel chief, who's been involved in the hostage talks. CNN's Jeremy Diamond has more details on Blinken's latest diplomatic push to reach a ceasefire in Gaza.
He believes that gaps are narrowing between Hamas and Israel over a potential ceasefire agreement that could see something like a 6-week pause in the fighting, the release of dozens of Israeli hostages. But he also made clear that while he thinks an agreement is very much possible, we've heard from a number of other sources familiar with the talks that there are still major differences that remain between these two sides. And it's not quite clear yet exactly how some of those gaps will be bridged, including the fact that Hamas is still pushing for some kind of a permanent ceasefire, an agreement on a permanent ceasefire, once this first batch of Israeli hostages are released.
The U.S. has proposed a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And according to a diplomat, the council could vote on it as soon as this week. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. Johnson also revealed that Netanyahu had invited him to speak to Israel's parliament. The Dow is closing in on the 40,000 threshold for the first time in its 128-year history. This comes after the Federal Reserve kept interest rates steady and suggested it still anticipated cutting rates 3 times this year. The news sent stocks soaring on Wednesday. All 3 major indexes ended the day at new highs, and that rally continued this morning. In other business news, home sales in the U.S. have rebounded since dropping to the lowest levels in decades last fall. In February, sales of previously owned homes unexpectedly jumped to the highest level in a year. But mortgage rates are up after falling for 2 weeks. According to Freddie Mac, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.87% in the week ending today. The Fed doesn't directly set mortgage rates, but its actions influence them. This might not come as a surprise to climate-conscious listeners, but this spring is expected to be warmer than usual. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says most of the continental U.S. and Alaska will likely experience above-average temperatures from April to June. There is lower than average risk of flooding across the U.S., partly due to historically low snow cover across the northern plains and in the west. NOAA's spring outlook predicts wetter conditions in the southeast and a worsening drought for parts of the plains. British media are reporting that up to 3 London hospital staffers are under investigation for allegedly trying to access the Princess of Wales's hospital records. The princess had abdominal surgery at the hospital in January. It's unclear if her data was compromised. The outlets, including CNN affiliate ITV, say the breach did not involve the medical records of King Charles, who was treated for an enlarged prostate. He was later diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer. The UK has strict data protection laws, and hospital staff could face prosecution if they are found to have accessed private records without permission. Buckingham Palace said it had no comment when approached by CNN. On Wednesday, the London clinic confirmed an investigation was underway, and all disciplinary steps would be taken. Coming up, is your lawn fueling wildfires? Hey, welcome back. A resilient plant is fueling an increase in wildfires across the U.S. Under the right weather conditions, grass, which can thrive just about anywhere, is like gasoline for wildfires. Grass fires do tend to be less intense, but experts say they spread more quickly burning through firefighting resources. A recent study found that over the last 3 decades, the number of homes destroyed by wildfire has more than doubled, and most of those homes were destroyed by fires racing through grass and shrubs, not forest fires. That's all for now. Join us again at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.